Thank you for listening to On the Cup. My name is Brian Peters. I am one of the owners here at The Healing Brew in Akron, Ohio. We are an organic tea shop. We offer metaphysical support as well as tea readings and psychic readings. So if you do want to reach out to us, I definitely do encourage you to do so. But more so, the reason why we are going to be talking today is I do have a passion for herbs. I've been dealing with herbs since I've been knee-high to a sprout. I had the opportunity to work with my grandmother outside in the forest. We would pick herbs. We would bring things, everything from jewelweed to stinging nettles back to the house to actually be able to work with those for medicinal as well as folklore medicine and to be able to help treat everybody throughout the course of the year. One of the ones that I am going to bring up and probably one of the ones that is most dearest to my heart is elderberries. Elderberries is one of those ones that I definitely hold a special desire here for. My grandmother actually used to make elderberry brandy, elderberry wine. And if you were ever under the weather, that would be one of the ones that she would encourage you to make a hot toddy with. And if you're not familiar with a hot toddies actually offer a black tea. And you'll actually use some lemon as well as some type of alcohol. And using the elderberries actually boosts that immune system and actually helps you get over the common cold a little quicker. Now, before we get into a lot of this, I am required here to tell you guys that I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one. On television, I can't diagnose or treat, but more importantly, I am providing you guys the information with historic and folklore basis that I do want to go ahead and bring forward. And not saying that any of these don't work any way that they shouldn't, but if you do have questions, I always encourage people to reach out to their medical professionals so that way they are able to see what will work for them and what possibly may not be the best course of action. Now, if you guys do have any questions, feel free to reach out to the shop. The phone number is 234-678-0380. I would love to take time and talk with anybody who has questions about anything we talk about today. If it is something that you are interested in purchasing, if you don't live local, we're more than happy to go ahead and ship that to you and we can get that out to you. So as we were talking about elderberries is actually one of the ones that actually helps boost the immune system, help fight the common cold as well as the flu, and it'll actually help it make it run a slower course. And it's actually said that elderberries will actually cut that time in half. So if the flu or the common cold is supposed to run 14 days, you're looking at about 7 days to be able to make that actually work for you. So definitely if you are one of those ones who are always on the go, being down for 20 days sometimes is not an option. So I definitely encourage you to use the elderberries to actually help get that common cold done a little quicker. Also, too, guys, if you do have access to the elderberry syrup, you can even take a little bit of that every day and just as a way to kind of help drive that immune system and actually keep you from getting sick. Now, guys, I do want to go ahead and also let you guys know you guys are in for a special treat today. I did have the wonderful opportunity to sit down and speak with Ramona Carroll of Heart Song Journey. She is a wonderful psychic medium. And she also offers a full moon meditation, and she is my go-to when it comes to full moon energy and full moon, everything related to the full moon. So that being said, I do want to give you guys the opportunity to listen to her. And more importantly, if you guys have questions about the full moon, or if you guys have questions about anything that you guys hear today, or if you have questions about herbs, definitely reach out to us. Use the questions button. We'd love to feature your question and be able to go ahead and answer that question. If anybody who does feature a question here with us, I'm going to go ahead and send you guys out a little bit of a tea as a treat just for participating within Beyond the Cup. So guys, sit back, listen to Ramona Carroll. I'll see you back here in about 3 minutes. Thank you guys. Look forward to seeing you guys back here very soon.
Hi, I'm Reverend Ramona Carroll of Heart Songs Journey, and I'm here to give you a better life. I'm available for phone readings, private readings, parties, corporate events, and I'm also a metaphysical teacher. Let me help you make a better living for yourself and for your family. You may reach me at 330-328-2629, or you can also contact The Healing Brew or look me up on my Facebook page. I'm the small medium at large that you need in your life.
Thanks, guys, and welcome back. I'm here with Reverend Ramona Carroll of Heart Songs Journey, and we're going to talk a little bit about full moon meditation and the energy of the full moon. So I thought the best way to do this is actually bringing someone who I feel is an expert in the field. Ramona, what is this full moon that we can expect?
Well, the full moon for February is the Snowy Owl full moon, and it's basically all about connecting to our higher consciousness, delving deep within, looking forward to what we really want to do, and to pay attention to what we truly see. Owls are, of course, nocturnal. They tend to be out more during the night when they're doing their hunting. They are all about being aware. They notice everything around them, their surroundings, everything. They can pick out a mouse from 2 miles away, and they need very little movement sound to do it. So it's to remind us to look within ourselves to see the clues, the aspects of what we really need so that we can move forward and be the best that we can.
Wow, sounds like there's a lot to expect to come in here in February. Now, we were talking a little bit before, you said there's quite a few stones that we can use to kind of help bring that energy in more for the month?
Yes, every month, every full moon, there's always different stones or crystals or foods or items that you could use to help amplify that energy and to help you move forward. One of the stones is labradorite, and labradorite is a wonderful transformation stone. It's also very good about going deep within. It's to look at ourselves, but in a healing capacity so that we're very comfortable with it. You can also use amethyst. Amethyst is a great general stone. It's also connecting to your higher consciousness to help you move forward. The deeper the amethyst, like if you get a black amethyst, the stronger that energy for the more internal connections.
Now, is it still apply that if I don't have any of those stones and I just have a clear quartz at my house, I can use that just the same, right?
You can always use just a clear quartz because the clear quartz has all the energies of everything.
Okay. Now, you know I'm the herb guy, so I have to ask herb questions. So what about those who want to use like herbs or food or something for that?
The herbs I would suggest, because the moon's going to be in Leo going into Virgo. Leo is all about our bitter, spicy. Virgo is all about the sweet, so it's from earth to water. And what we have is you want like dandelion root, chilies, allspice, ginger, nettles is a really good one because nettles will not only boost your immune system, it is an herb that makes you go within.
So, and I know too, like every other full moon, just like we got out of the one out of January. So what happens now for this full moon? What can we all expect? Is it going to make us all go crazy? Are we all going to wish that we didn't do that or?
Well, this full moon is one you're going to find where there's a lot of questioning of why in the world are they acting like that? What is going on? Because we're all going deep inside. Whether we realize it or not, our internal energies are just being activated, our true connections. So you're going to find you have to be very careful when you're talking to people, how you're acting, where you're moving around, just because it's going to feel like either I'm under the microscope or I feel like I'm trying to focus on everybody and I'm scattered everywhere.
So, and I know you had talked about before that we can use the energy of the full moon different ways throughout the month. How would you recommend us using it?
One of my favorite ones is to make a full moon water.
What's that?
Full moon water is you're going to take, I prefer a glass container, but you're going to put water out and you're going to put it out for the entire length of the full moon process. And full moon is active 3 days before, the day of, and 3 days after. You want the energy and you can ask, you know, Al to charge this energy for you, to charge this water for you. When it's done, since it's positively charged, and it's also with these energetic connections of going deep within, looking through things, you can use it for things like clearing and cleansing your crystals and stones, cleansing your cards, cleansing your own body. You can use it to water your plants. It's going to give it that energy. You can use it to make a mist spray to draw in that positive energy to you.
We can use it to make tea in the morning.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely. That's great information for a lot of people. Now, and I know you're coming out on February the 12th for the full moon meditation. We're going to do a meditation here at the shop. We're also going to be telling people how to work with this. The meditation is going to have a kit that goes along with it and stuff like that, right?
Correct. Every full moon, the meditations that I do is going to include a kit. And that's so that you can take this home with you to really focus on it and see what you want to add to it. I'm giving you instruction, but it's how you want to do it.
Okay. Now, the other thing I do want to go ahead and also ask here is, do you have any messages or any information from this full moon that you think people would be interested in knowing?
I would say take a few moments to really sit down, take a few deep breaths, and focus on what it is you really want to change in your life. This year, 2020, is really all about change. And we're finding that it's more of going really within ourselves, not just on the surface. So this is a good time. Where is it I really want to change my patterns? What do I want to change in my habits? Where do I want to see my life heading? Sit down, focus on that. Don't be negative. Don't try to be judgmental. Just say, this is what I want to see. And you may be surprised at what comes up for you.
And thank you, Ramona Carroll, for some of that great information. As always, if you guys do want to reach out to Reverend Ramona Carroll, I do encourage you to check out her Facebook page, Heart Songs Journey, or you guys are always able to contact her via the shop at 234-678-0380 or via our Facebook page if you're unable to make connections with her. So you guys, one of the other things that you guys might have heard about and as she spoke was full moon water. Full moon water is a great way to kind of be able to use that as to energize yourself throughout the month. And a lot of people are like, well, why would you want to use full moon water? If you actually think about it, I always tell people, ask anybody who is in the healthcare industry or works with kids. They know that the full moon increases vibrations and puts everybody in a different, I'm going to use headspace, but being able to capitalize on that energy will actually allow you to be a little bit more savvy, a little more energetic throughout the course of the month moving forward. One of the things I always encourage people to add to that is actually going to be flower essences. I'm going to try to do a little piece on flower essences and talk a little bit about them as we go on. If there is actually an interest, I will do a full piece on flower essences. If that's something you guys are interested, please reach out. I'd love to hear some feedback on that as well. The one that I actually brought today to kind of talk about is self-heal. Self-heal is an actual violet. It's a great herb, especially this time of year if you're actually feeling yourself a little bit run down. It allows you to kind of be able to connect with your higher self, as well as bring in those higher vibrations, actually help you feel better and help with any health crises and actually just make you feel a little bit better. More importantly, if you are actually also affecting yourself as far as a healer, if you feel yourself being run down, it's also a great one to kind of top off those energy resources, as well as help with any type of emotional clearing, anything like that. Definitely a great one that I would encourage you to work with. Also, this is one of the broadly acceptable remedies for true healing and balance, and is the name it's supposed to advocate. It's actually profound qualities of offering the ability to actually bring healing into people. So definitely is one of those herbs and essences that I would definitely encourage you to work out with. Once again, you can actually use a couple drops in your water bottle, top it off with some full moon water, and you're good to go. I'd encourage you to drink that throughout the course of the day. If it is one of those opportunities where it's a chronic issue or an emergent case, you can actually drop a couple drops on your tongue. This is not any type of thing that you'd want to use for a 911 situation. But if you're having a panic attack or something that you're able to kind of minimize, I definitely encourage you to look at flower essences. They've actually been used for quite a while. Dr. Bach Flowers Remedies is actually one that a lot of people are aware of. They've actually been out for quite a while. Flower essences are actually just what Dr. Bach used to actually create his formula. So definitely would encourage you guys to check them out. Reach out to the shop. If you have any more questions on the flower essences, I'm more than happy to answer any of those here for you. And finally, the last thing I do kind of want to talk about is stinging nettles. Stinging nettles is all about helping drive internal engine and actually raise that vibration, raise your energy, so you can actually fight off colds and stuff like that. It actually does work with the body's immune system, actually, and to increase it and to actually to kick it in the butt and actually help you fight off colds and stuff. So one of the things I would actually encourage you to, if you, it's something where you actually are a tea drinker, and I encourage everyone to be a tea drinker. If you're a tea drinker and you have one, have a cup in the morning, right now, throughout this time of year, I'd actually encourage you to use stinging nettles, maybe in conjunction with some elderberries, and even some lemon peel. So that way you're actually able to raise that internal engine, actually help fight off the cold. So you're actually bringing in additional vitamin C. You're actually increasing your immune system responsivity, and actually being able to move forward and actually make it move pretty good. And definitely you do actually see quite of an improvement. I always tell people, if you are feeling under the weather, you want to start this as soon as you want to do it. Keep it going for 3 or 4 days. And then once you actually feel the need has passed, you're actually able to stop being able to do that. Now, I always like to talk a little bit about energy and metaphysical needs when it comes to herbs. One of the ones I do want to talk about is stinging nettle. Stinging nettle is absolutely phenomenal for metaphysical usage. It's actually all about protection. And the funnier thing is, it's also all about Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is the one that will actually tell you to find your voice, act as that protector, and actually keep out anything from doing you harm. And that definitely is stinging nettles through and through. If you are noticing there's a spiritual crisis, or if you're looking to work with Archangel Michael, you can actually use a little bit of stinging nettles and sprinkle it around your home, or you can even burn some as incense as a way to invite Archangel Michael in and actually be able to work with him a little bit more personally. As far as stinging nettles flavor goes, the flavor of stinging nettles is actually going to be very herbaceous. It's going to be very green. So it very truly reminds you of a green tea. You can actually use that in conjunction with dandelion leaf and actually get a very, very nice green tea light, which wouldn't have any of the caffeine or anything like that in there for you as well. I am going to go ahead and end today for you guys. This was a short show, but I do thank you guys for listening in. I'm going to leave us with a quote, as well as I do want to let you guys know that we do have Greg Nichols coming up on the 11th of February, as well as we are offering an astrology course on the 15th with a wonderful gal who does some astrology work. So definitely want you guys to come out and check that out. And then also on the 22nd, we have Carol Borowski here at The Healing Brew. We're excited to have her here offering her mediumship course. So definitely is something that we want to have her, have everyone here for, because she'll definitely bring a new approach to mediumship, as well as I'm sure some access consciousness will actually be talked about as well. So definitely should be a great time. I am going to leave you guys with a quote here. This is your life. Don't play hard to get. It's a free world. All you have to do is fall in love. Thank you guys for reaching out to Beyond the Cup. We look forward to hearing from everybody very soon. Thank you guys from everyone here at The Healing Brew. Thank you, and have a great week.